Now we have satellites, we have gravity wave detectors, we have laser detectors. In the last 5 years, a battery, a real battery of scientific instruments are gradually coming online, which may once and for all establish the identity of a parallel universe. For example, gravity should go between parallel universes. We cannot jump into a parallel universe unless we have a looking glass. But gravity freely goes between universes. And as a consequence, by looking at tiny little deformations in Newton's laws of gravity, we should be able to detect the presence of a hovering nearby universe. So think of two parallel sheets of paper. On each parallel sheet of paper, you have ants walking and living and doing their chores, oblivious of the presence of the other. Mm-hmm. However, each ant has gravity. And as a consequence, if you get close to an ant in the other parallel universe, you can sense its gravitational pull. This means there should be shadow matter, a shadow universe, which should be detected by our instruments. Now, there are some astronomers who actually believe that this is the explanation for dark matter. Dark matter, it makes up most of the matter of the universe. It's invisible. It surrounds the Milky Way galaxy.
We have some clicking going on here of some sort. So dark matter, is dark matter that which is in between universes?
It could be matter in the other parallel universe.
All together in the other universe.
That's right. We realize now that surrounding our own galaxy, there is a sphere that weighs 10 times more than our own galaxy, which holds our galaxy together, by the way. It's very well established now that our galaxy should have flown apart. It should have been blown apart billions of years ago because it spins too fast. But what holds our own Milky Way galaxy together is a sphere of dark matter which surrounds it. But every time we try to photograph it, we come up with nothing. The Hubble Space Telescope has given maps of where dark matter should be, but there's nothing there.
Nothing
there. Invisible.
Should dark matter, in what manner would it be visible?
It bends light, and so the Hubble Space Telescope, by looking at the bending of light, like light going through glass, for example, has given us beautiful maps of dark matter throughout the universe, but there's nothing there. We look, and it's invisible. So there's an invisible matter that pervades the universe, which has gravity. And there are two theories about this. One theory is that it's shadow matter. It's matter from this parallel universe that's very close to our universe, and it has gravity.
So it has real mass in another universe.
That's right.
And gravity, that mass is being exhibited as measured gravity.
That's right. That's exactly it. Gravity goes between universes, but light does not.
Gotcha.
Light and matter are stuck on each sheet of paper.
Uh-huh.
The gravity freely goes between these universes, because gravity is the warping of space. And therefore, by looking for invisible matter, we should see the outlines of objects in a shadow world.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hubble Space Telescope has given us beautiful, gorgeous maps of dark matter. And so one theory is that dark matter is the presence of shadow matter, dark matter existing just above us.
Shadow matter. So, in other words, this would be something you could conceivably, theoretically, I guess I had to say, mm-hmm. you could theoretically see it, only we haven't yet.
That's right. The second theory is that this new type of matter, dark matter, is something made of something called sparticles, superparticles, which are higher vibrations of the superstring. So we could be listening to a new higher octave. We are the lowest octave. You know, neutrons and protons would be the lowest octave of the superstring. The next octave would be superparticles or sparticles. They would be invisible. And the second theory, also coming out of superstring theory, says that perhaps they're nothing but higher vibrations within our own universe.
Oh, God, I can't stop myself. Professor, I've got to stop you for a second for, mm-hmm. again, something that will probably cause you to toss your cookies. But on this program, we've had these discussions involving what people have chosen to call shadow people. Just bear with me here.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the theory. These so-called shadow people are beings or something that we imagine to be perhaps from another universe. They are seen only very occasionally, sort of in the periphery of your vision. Just a very fleeting glimpse of these people. Now, get this, Professor. A lot of the people who claim to have seen these beings have been spending a lot of time in front of a computer and a computer screen. And as you know, a computer screen is refreshing at a certain rate. It's got a vibration to it, in a sense. The refresh rate is a vibration. And people theorize that their brains are somehow being, what's the right word, reset in some manner by this refresh rate, by spending hours and hours and hours and hours staring at a computer screen, and then finally being in a situation where you see something that you ought not see, that some people in the metaphysical community choose to call shadow people. And it sure sounds a little like that shadow universe you're describing.
Well, if you, in my book, Parallel Worlds, I quote from H.G. Wells' famous novel, The Invisible Man. And in that original novel, a medical student discovers a secret of the fourth dimension.
Mm.
So if you have two parallel sheets of paper separated by the fourth dimension, and one person is hovering higher above your universe, mm-hmm. he is invisible.
Right.
However, he can look down on your universe.
That's right.
The invisible man looks down from his sheet of paper onto yours, but light travels beneath him, so anyone in the lower sheet of paper sees nothing, sees something that's invisible. So that's how H.G. Wells explained invisibility in the original novel of The Invisible Man by the fourth dimension.
Huh.
Now, today we physicists are taking this idea very seriously. Like I said before, millions of dollars are being spent taxpayers' money, grant money from the government, searching for disturbances, slight disturbances.
That would be the proof that you're hunting for, that there is that mass there.
That's right. Shadow matter, the presence of a nearby universe, perhaps a millimeter away. In the literature,
yes, sir.
Physicists often talk about it being perhaps no more than a millimeter away, but invisible because it's hovering just above us. And even though we cannot send a space probe there because we're stuck on our universe, gravity freely goes between them. So the presence of the other universe may actually be felt in our universe. And like I said, this is shadow matter or dark matter. And dark matter, you can look in any astronomy book and you see whole chapters devoted to the mystery called dark matter, which somebody was going to get a Nobel Prize trying to figure out what dark matter really is.
All right, Professor, hold it right there. Oh, boy, if you could see the big smile on my face.